Because there's been some a little change on Dr. Kellis, the cleanse, and it says butter and yogurt are allowed. Is there a specific amount and what day?
Butter and yogurt are fine.
Butter the whole 8 days?
Yeah.
Good.
We got happy people around
here. Let me back off. You can start it with the grains.
Yes. Start it with the grains.
Yep.
That's when I put my yogurt on anyway, is my wild rice.
Well,
okay.
Here's the thing you got to watch out for, just so you know.
Uh-huh.
Each time you add something new, your pH could go up. If it does, it tells you that you can't handle what you just added.
Okay. All righty.
So that's the key.
That's the key. Shane, I'm giving you the key. We just had several new questions about the cleanse.
All right. I had to say, that sounds like good news to me, let me tell you.
But doesn't that sound divine?
Sounds good. That wild rice.
Wild rice,
butter
and yogurt. Oh, my goodness. Okay. Thanks so much. We're going to Shane Cameron.
All right. Thank you, Janice. Welcome, everyone, to our call tonight with Dr. Kellis, where we learn the ins and outs of taking care of ourselves through whole food nutrition and the things that he has to share with us. We can never cover them in one call, so we take them in little 25-minute segments. Be sure and spread the word. Let people know that everyone's welcome to join us here every Monday night on our conference calls. Well, Dr. Kellis, I hope you had a great week.
I always have a great week.
You always have a great week. I had a great week as well, too. I spent the weekend roofing my grandmother's home, and tell you what, it feels good to get out there and do something physical every once in a while.
Well, this is Easter week.
This is Easter week.
That means the kids are going crazy.
That's right. Well, Dr. Kellis, tonight's call, we promised everyone, would be focused on pain. Now, I thought about a few questions that I'd like to ask you. And first of all, go over for those of us who know so little about pain and the sources and the cause and the root causes of pain. There are several different types of pain. Now, what are they? Can you identify a few of them for us?
Well, there's the aching type pain that can get deep in the bone. And then there's the muscular stiffness and type pain. And then there's the shooting pains that you can get. And then there's that acid burning type pain. Each of them have different challenges. And the real question is, are you dealing with muscle? Are you dealing with nerve? Are you dealing with circulation, or are you dealing with bones?
Well, and which kind of type of pain is the most difficult to handle and to work with? I mean, I understand that I hear people talk about pinched nerves and things like that, and those tend to be things that are very difficult to help and benefit.
Well, we're much better on muscle pain, which would be more like your arthritis and your stiffness and achiness and some of what they call old age type pains. We're much better with that, and I think that's the most effective things that we can do. When you get into nerve pain, it can get much more complex. You have to be able to suppress the nerve, and that's where the drug companies are using things like Neurontin, and the nutritional answer would be GABA. But the reality is dealing with nerve pain is definitely biting off a lot. That's the toughest kind of pain you can deal with.
Well, so when we're talking about anti-aging and addressing the issues that come along with aging and the typical patterns of pain that come along with
aging. We're talking
aging,
about aching. We're talking about muscles. We're talking about stiffness. We're talking about structural kind of things. And those are the pains that we can do a lot for.
Well, and what do we need to do to better ourselves and to protect ourselves against that type of aging process?
Well, there's a couple things. First thing, you got to be able to get the nutrients to where they have to go. One of the big, I hear people say, well, I took glucosamine and it didn't make any difference. Okay. Well, part of the problem is when you have arthritis or inflammation of the joints, you have a problem with the inflammation, which makes it very difficult to get the nutrients into the spot where they need to go. And so what you need is an anti-inflammatory with something like a glucosamine. And if you have an autoimmune process where your body's attacking the joint, thinking it's a foreign invader like a parasite, then you have to be able to downregulate that so it stops attacking yourself. You're getting killed with friendly fire.
Well, does that happen very often where the body starts attacking the joints as a, for, in other words, an autoimmune problem?
Yeah, that's that. You're right. It's called autoimmune, and it happens. The names of the diseases that fall under that category would be like rheumatoid arthritis, Sjogren's syndrome, where it hits your membranes and dries you out. You can go with lupus, which is a whole body pain. You know, the myasthenia gravis. They have just a ton of different ankylosing spondylitis, which is the spine arthritis type things. Mm-hmm. And essentially all these things are diseases where the immune system is attacking some part of the body.
Okay, so the first thing we do is we need to address and make sure that the freeway is open. This is, that's your language, not mine.
Right.
That way we get there, we open up those freeways so the nutrients can get to where they need to go. Sounds like we need some enzymes or something like that to help make that process happen.
Well, that's where we go in and do a cleanse, because what ends up with the cleanse goes in and opens up all those little capillaries. And essentially what that does is it gets it so now we can get the nutrients in, which means we can get the oxygen in, which means the cells are now going to start being fed, and we can get the poisons out, which is one of the reasons people feel stiff and achy. So if you can get the poisons out by opening that up, then you're halfway there. The other part is you come in with, if it's got autoimmune, you can use Everlasting, which will bring the inflammation down and increase the fluid flow, increase the collagen work, and help really fight the aging process. And then once you've stopped the aging process, once you've opened the freeway using the cleanse, once you've stopped the friendly fire using the Everlasting, then you go with the Everlasting Support, which essentially brings the inflammation down and puts the glucosamine to actually start rebuilding the joint. So
this sounds like there's a whole lot of things that need to be done before you can just go to the health food store and buy glucosamine and expect great benefits from it.
Well, you may get some benefits from it, but you won't get nearly the benefits from taking just glucosamine and chondroitin that you will from going in and opening up the pathway, down-regulating the autoimmune, and then going and bringing the inflammation down as you put in the glucosamine. You'll get much better results with that combination because you're actually dealing with the disease process.
Well, you know, the Everlasting that we recommend so much to people that are fighting these issues, pain and anti-aging issues, one of the active ingredients in it is acetylmeristoliate. I don't know if I said that properly, but acetylmeristoliate, I understand, is a very unique fatty acid ester that really benefits. Tell us about that.
Well, it's interesting. The National Institutes of Health were the ones who discovered it. They had the Swiss albino mouse. Well, they were testing mice in general. Mice, you cannot give autoimmune disease to mice. And they go, now, why is that? Well, the reason is because they have a fatty acid in there that keeps it from the body from attacking itself, the immune system. And so what ends up happening is the acetylmeristoliate, it turned out to be the fatty acid, and acetylmeristate, there's a combination of fatty acids that make it so your joints and your tissue look like friends, not enemies. And so what ends up happening is you don't sit there and fire it yourself. So in the process, you can downregulate the autoimmune type thing where you're attacking your body because all of a sudden your tissue starts looking like self instead of non-self.
Well, so when a scientist goes in and tries to induce an animal or a mouse to have an autoimmune problem like arthritis, I take it they're trying to inject with some sort of toxin or toxicity,
right,
or something like that.
Right.
So here our bodies are being totally bombarded all the time with these toxins and other things in our environment that bring on an autoimmune problem that creates arthritis, and this acetylmeristoliate in those mice prevent that from happening.
That's correct. So because of the high toxic level in our society, more than just people with arthritis and stiffness need things to bring the inflammation down and help out. So they would want to downregulate using Everlasting and Everlasting Support to help with the aging process. Everlasting actually helps with collagen, which is one of the things that causes people to wrinkle and get stiff and unable to move. And Everlasting Support actually brings down inflammation and can affect things like cholesterol level, C-reactive protein level, things for cardiovascular disease, things for how you feel, and stiffness and pain and some of that early morning stuff that people experience. So it hits on so many levels. The more I see research, you know, it's cancer preventative. I mean, it's got, you know, all kinds of ramifications. It's Everlasting Support's one of those things. It's almost like you should take it if there's nothing wrong with you, just to make sure nothing goes wrong.
Well, what is the difference, Dr. Kellis, between Everlasting Support, which is an anti-inflammatory, helps keep the inflammation down, and these synthetic drugs that have been debatably taken off the market, Vioxx, you know, those kind of COX-2 enzyme inhibitors? What is the difference between Everlasting Support and how it does its job as opposed to those anti-inflammatories?
Probably a heartbeat.
A heartbeat? I don't know what that means.
Yeah, well, things like Vioxx and you know, some Bextra and some of those products have been found to cause heart attacks. And they do that because they are COX-2 inhibitors, cyclooxygenase, which while it feeds inflammation, it also feeds healing. It also feeds support of the heart. So if you block it long enough, you can set up a heart attack. And the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories and the COX-2 inhibitors can both set it up so your intestines don't rebuild. So what happens is you can start having ulcers and colitis and inflammation in the gut by stopping the pain. Or if you go to the prednisone, you actually thin out the skin and cause the bones to deteriorate and lose all your calcium levels and cause bruising all over the body. Or if you go to the codeine morphine ones, like Vicodin and some of those, you end up blocking the body's ability to get rid of toxins. Not only do you constipate in the bowel, but you constipate in all your cells and all your lymph systems, and you just load your body up with toxins, so the last is worse than the first. Now, that's the alternative. I just gave you the four major ways that medicine deals with pain. What we're talking about is something that actually feeds the body nutrients that it needs and doesn't manufacture, and therefore they're very helpful. For example, there's huge bioflavonoid content in the Everlasting Support, very strong for protecting the arteries, for protecting the inflammation in the body, for keeping things like that. The glucosamine itself has actually got the nutrients to be able to rebuild the joint. The acetylmaristoleate and acetylmaristate combinations have the ability to generate fluid flow in the joints so they actually don't get stiff on you. It also has the ability to generate better collagen, which makes it so your ligaments, tendons, and skin and muscles and everything are more flexible. If you've noticed, older people start getting stiff, or people who are in a disease state, that can help protect you from that and protect you from some of the collagen diseases of old age or aging. And also it can bring down inflammation by just helping a whole lot of areas that essentially keep you from having pain, but they don't shut down systems. Whenever you nutritionally do something, the body will use what it needs and disregard the rest, whereas if you drug something, you actually block the action. For example, you may block, your body may have a way to get rid of excess, and if you block it with what we call an uptake inhibitor, for example, you'll get a whole lot of serotonin or a whole lot of GABA or a whole lot of whatever. And essentially, those drugs will pool huge amounts and throw the body out of balance rather than support the body and then let it use what it can, what it needs, and then disregard the rest.
Well, Dr. Kellis, let's talk about in the last few minutes that we've got, with people that have had arthritis pain for a long time, I've heard it said that sometimes they may want to take an uploading dose or a an increased amount in over what Everlasting and Everlasting Support may just say on the bottle. Can you give us some thoughts on what you would? I mean,
well,
the longer
right.
they've had that pain, the longer it's going to take for it to go away.
Well, there's kind of two things. It's dose and duration. So what you want to do is you want to go in and say, all right, how can I get a high level of saturation? Because that's what you're trying to do. So you take that, instead of taking two pills in the morning and two pills at night, and you always take Everlasting away from both E7 and your meals, because fiber will absorb fatty acids. It's sort of like the paper, rock, scissor thing.
Well, acetaminophen is not really all a really, really cheap product, so you want to maximize your dose from it.
That's right.
You know, so don't take it with your meals or with fiber so that you can maximize your body's absorption of that.
So when you take it, it's first thing in the morning and last thing at night, away from food.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's what you do. You take, I like to start out with about 5 in the morning and 5 at night. And somebody goes, why would you take so much? Well, why? Because I want to load as quickly as possible. And then once the pain goes away, I can start taking it down to 4 in the morning, 4 at night, and then 3 in the morning, 3, 2, 2, mm-hmm. 1, 1, and maybe just 1 in the morning or 1 at night and 1 in the morning. In other words, keep lowering it until the pain comes back and then add 1 back in.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've got a loading dose. You've got the quickest. It'll cost you less in amount of time. And it'll cost you less in money if you do it right, because you'll load it much quicker that way. So that's the way I like to do it.
And then on the Everlasting Support, any difference on taking that in the beginning?
You can take 1 to 2 before each meal. In the beginning, when the pain starts going away, you can back it down to 1 before each meal. And then you can back it down to 1 before breakfast and 1 before dinner.
Now, I've heard it said that some people have even a greater result once they started adding some Clenzyme to their regular day as well. And is there a reason specifically for that, why they think they're getting a better benefit quicker when they've got enzymes going in there, you know, when they're taking Clenzyme on a regular basis?
Well, Clenzyme is more than just enzymes. Clenzyme actually has antifungals in it and anti-Helicobacter pylori, which are two of the toxin-developing microorganisms that throw toxins into our joints and make us have all this pain and stuff. So not only are you helping to break down the product and absorb it better, but you're actually going in and protecting yourself from yeast and Helicobacter overgrowth, which are two of the things that cause the stiffness and achiness in the first place. And it's a liver detoxifier. And it's got lactobacillus in it to protect you, spirogenes.
So, because when the liver works better, everything works better.
You know what? That's why they call it the liver.
That's why they call it the liver. So, well, Dr. Kellis, that's what we wanted to know. How do we get to help so many people? Because those of us that are sharing your Essential 7 to the world are daily, every day, come in contact with people that are uncomfortable because of pain, and we really have a solution for that.
Oh, you have got the solution for the marketplace.
The solution for the marketplace.
I can tell you this. You know, it was developed by somebody who lives in pain. So the combination of what we put together is made specifically for people who have pain and achiness and aging difficulties and all of those types of things. I don't even want to think what my life would be like if I didn't have, you know, some of these products that we've developed here.
Well, Dr. Callis, to add my little testimony into there, my mother is now a true Everlasting and Everlasting Sport and Essential 7 fan. You know, I got in this business a number of years ago, and 3 years ago she started really testing me and testing the products and really giving them a shot, but she cannot deny the life difference impact those products have made in her life.
Well, my feeling is if you're going to make a product that doesn't make a difference, they'll make the product.
So, well, Dr. Kells, what is the number one killer in America today? I think that's...
Well, that's a good question. It's cardiovascular disease followed by cancer followed by iatrogenic disease, which is doctor-caused disease.
Well, next week we've had a number of requests to specifically talk about cardiovascular disease and how Essential 7 and the other products that we carry with Integris help protect someone against cardiovascular disease. And would that be a good subject for us to discuss next week?
I'll tell you what, I'll throw cancer in.
Both in the same conversation. That's fantastic.
Yeah, because if you're going to protect the cells, arteries, you're going to protect the cells. If you're going to protect the cells, you're going to protect the arteries. So
well, everyone hear that? Next week, conversation from Dr. Callis about how to protect yourself against the top two killers in America. Everyone you love, everyone you know, even your enemies, invite them to this call. Let's make America healthier and happier, okay? Dr. Callis, this has been just great information today. We really need this information about pain, and we're going to help so many people.
Well, I hope it helps out, and if you help one person every day, you're better, they're better.